Welcome to my podcast. Today I'm going to talk about another common case in the UK, which can be devastating and can be impacting a lot of aspects in anyone's life. So basically, after you introduce yourself, double-check the patient date of birth and name, you'll ask the patient, how can I help you? And the patient might say, I'm not feeling myself, I'm feeling down, I'm not feeling the mood to do anything, I don't like anything anymore, I feel like I'm withdrawing. So you need to ask, can you tell me more? Would you like any help at all that I can help with? And you just try to be understanding and sympathetic with the patient to understand what's going on really in the patient's life. So I'm going to talk about one of the commonest situation being faced in the UK, and you can read it sometimes in the news or by anyone sometimes, you know. So it's about suicide and parasuicide. Studies had shown that it's slightly common in female comparatively with men, and especially when it comes to something called self-harm. I remember once I've been in a train and I saw a man who was dressed in short and all his legs were like cut, and he was like in the mood and like he's funny and happy and stuff like that, but you wouldn't really know. So this is called self-harm, whereby a patient might cut or use an eraser to cut multiple area in the skin, especially in the extremity. And it the study which shows that it's more common in women, self-harm comparatively with men, and mostly of those they were in the age group below 35. And the age group between 15, 24 as well, and peaks, as I say, in between 35 and 54 years old. It's very important to explore and inquire about any past medical history and social history. And this includes like what's the marital situation, employment status, mood, stuff like that. Study have shown that people who are couples, which basically I mean by that married and same-sex civil partnership, have the lowest rate, but slightly linked, as I say, to unemployment in both gender. And it shows that people who is employed, whether it's in skilled trade or unskilled, has the same rate of increase of suicide. And those who are working in professional occupation would be at lower risk, generally speaking. And the risk of suicide increases progressively with increase in urbanization of the living situation as the situation currently. And the common factor to explore, as I mentioned already, marital status, employment status or employability, ethnicity as well, and certain ethnic minority, it's more common. Also, the income rate, and also if there is any psychiatric history. Also, it's been found that isolation is being the commonest factor, and it has been found that men living in the rural area are more likely to complete suicide rather than their counterparts in the urban area. But this finding is not seen in female. And we need also to explore drug status and alcohol intake, especially in women, and if there is any panic disorder or active depression, or if there is any personality disorders. It has been found that patients with supportive surrounding, whether it's friend or family or spouse or a close friend, is less likely to attempt suicide anyway. And it's also important to assess and get the crisis team into the picture. So if there is a need, they will be like informed. And factor linked to self-harm It's basically feeling hopelessness and impulsiveness, and also poor skills in solving interpersonal problems and in planning the future, so they are more risky. Also, if there's history of parental neglect or early parental loss through a bereavement is another risk. Part of the management is, it has been shown that part of the management of those, those patients, when you want to stitch the cut, especially if it's profound, you stitch it without local anesthesia. So this will, the idea of this to deter them from cutting again due to the pain associated stitching doing so. And also arrange or tailor an assessment for the risk and the needs which needed, and put a safety plan in place, which should be co-produced with the patient. So the patient needs to be involved and agreed about the management plan. You need to list any activity and coping strategy in order for the patient to resort to, and also how to assess associated factor, social factor, psychological factor, emergency support. Also ask the patient those kind of questions. I feel they're relevant. When you ask them like this, do you really want to die? What was the intention when you were cutting your skin? What's your current problem? Is there any psychiatric issue or disorder that you suffer with, and maybe taking some medication for, and ask them what helpful resource do you think I can provide you with, and you can hand them helpful resources in the local community or in the local area to see what might fit with them and could work with their status. And the commonest way used in England and Wales, according to the study, both genders to commit suicide is basically hanging, strangulation, suffocation, which is accounting for 60%, which is a terribly large number of suicide that has been seen in a study in 2022. And the second way is self-poisoning, which account for the rest of the percent, which is 20%, and it has been shown in 2022. And female tends to use drug overdose, and men usually use hanging or asphyxia. But in the 2022, it was found that both gender, they use the same tools of committing suicide. However, comparatively with the US, it has been found that the use of violent way, like firearms, stuff like that, and committing suicide. So any wise clinician should have empathy and sympathy and patience, and should deal with the situation with compassion and explore ambivalence, should address any feeling of distress, and just not ticking the boxes like they do in certain questionnaires. Also, OCD, which is obsessing about cleaning, it's another risk factor whereby they have distorted thinking about cleanliness and hygiene. So all the time they find them, they want to clean. They feel like there's germs everywhere. And sometimes they use the bleaching for their cleaning as well, and for hands. And sometimes they feel that even their tongue is not clean, or their mouth, and they want to use the bleach. So it's obviously they have distorted thinking in their mind. So it's very essential to listen to your patient, understand their feeling, to see where it comes from. And it's very, very, very damaging to the patient-doctor relationship if the patient felt that the doctor is not listening and is not caring about what the patient being said. So by that, I hope that I covered the main aspect and points about suicide, and how probably you can help in those kind of situations if ever been faced or come across. Thank you.